Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you today?
Morena. I'm great. It's so nice to be here.
Oh, it's nice to see you looking spring-like with a book in your hand.
Yes.
With an excellent cover.
It's a cool cover. I'm always complaining about covers, so I love to see a cool one when it comes through. This is called This Devastating Fever. It's by an author called Sophie Cunningham, and it's by Ultimo Press. She's an Australian author.
Oh, cool.
She is one of those authors that they do everything. So she's been an editor, she's been a publisher, she works in governance, and she's a writing teacher.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And you can feel that in this book, in a good way, I think. She's taken 15 years to write This Devastating Fever.
Wow.
She started at the start of this century. She started researching Leonard Woolf, and he's the husband of Virginia Woolf. And she says, I was listening to an interview with her, she was saying that when reading his writing, it felt really politically modern and really immediate. And so she's been researching for years, and various things got in the way, and rewriting. And then the pandemic Our pandemic happened, and she just like nutted into it. I think that's the short way of talking about this book. Leonard Woolf is interesting because he had this amazing wife. They had a publishing house. She wasn't very well. He lived in Ceylon, Sri Lanka at the time, and she delves into all of this, like mental illness, colonization, the Bloomsbury set, gender, sexuality. You know, everyone sort of moving around with everyone.
Yeah.
But what she has, and it's not just a straight, like, fictionalized story of Leonard Woolf and Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
It's a bit more meta than that. So we cut between this author called Alice researching Leonard Woolf.
Oh, cool.
And during, over time, over the century, and during the pandemic.
Right.
While dealing with her own stuff.
Meta indeed.
And Sophie Cunningham insists that quite a lot of parts of this character, Alice, are not her, but there are quite a lot of parts are also her.
Got you.
Especially the length of time it's taken to write this book. So I think it's just it's a book for writers and for readers, I think. There's so many people that would get into it, and it's really funny.
That's what we like to hear.
She footnotes her or Alice's parts, and she'll footnote an author of the Bloomsbury set or someone of that time, and then be like, Alice read a 1,000-page book or several books about this person, but only enough for this footnote, or it doesn't fit into the story. So, the story of writing this book is part of the story. Sophie Cunningham is also a massive environmental activist,
and it has
a lot about the fires in here, the bushfires, and Leonard loved the environment, loved gardening, loved walks, and so that plays off each other. So it's kind of just like, you know, nothing changes. Alice in this book is looking after someone the way Leonard is looking after Virginia. It's like everything's changed, but nothing's changed at all.
Totally. Yeah. To come back to the cover, because we didn't say what's on it for the listeners, but it's a very sort of spacey cover. It's got a comet on it.
Yeah.
And it's got a little lemur on it.
Yeah, it's those both feature in the book.
Okay, right, nice.
Leonard had a monkey that fell in love with him in like the early 1900s at a dinner party, and he ended up keeping it. And it would just sit on his shoulder. And there's this amazing story of we're going into World War II as well, so this is where there's this amazing
crisis
part where,
time,
and Leonard Woolf is Jewish. Him and Virginia are driving into Germany, and you know they're like really nervous, but the monkey's really distracting for the soldiers, and the soldier gives him a little swastika flag carry through, but it's like gets them through. There's lots of things that happen. So it's so well researched. It was really, it's such a refreshing read.
Oh, cool.
I feel like I've been really jumpy with this review, but it does move around in time, and I keep remembering interesting
things. I'm following very well, and it does sound like, I think you're right in saying it sounds like a writer's book and a reader's book, which is, can be a funny thing to say, oh, it's a reader's book. Of course, if you read books, you're a reader, but, you know, people who like to get into that metatextual, research-heavy type of world,
yeah,
this does sound like, I know friends who will love this, you know, this is a great book.
I think so. And what she talks about that's really important, what she tries to teach, is authentic voice of character. Yeah. And that's what it is. Another thing I forgot to say is that in her parts, she is visited by the ghosts of Leonard. Like, she'll be doing in Virginia. Love she'll it. Just look and they'll be there and interacting with her. And,
this sounds, I'm excited to read this. This sounds great.
So it doesn't, even though it took 15 years to write and she's talked about how she's removed characters and moved things around, it doesn't feel tortured, which there's high risk of that. It's not a tortured book at all.
Yeah. If you're going to take that much time, become metatextual about it and all that things, it could head in that territory very easily. I'm glad to hear it's not.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You also said when we were chatting off air, is getting to Christmas shopping season already? I know it's October, but you don't want to be in that last mad rush trying to get the book you've been thinking about for months. So recommend people heading to the shop soon?
Definitely. I'm really sorry to say you've just really, really have to start thinking about it now. Some of the things you may see, you may not see again. We get one chance in the orders and then they're not coming in again. A lot of our last orders are being sent out in early November. So
get on to it.
Start looking. I'll talk a bit more about it later on, but there's amazing music bios coming out. And
cool.
There's a new Nick Cave. There's a new, like lots of dad ones, like Charlie Watts, Bono.
Love a dad book.
There's some cool music-y stuff. I can't. And there's an amazing book I've just heard about for next year by Rick Rubin that's meant to be The New Artist's Way.
Whoa.
That's January. So I can't wait to talk to you guys about
Sweet.
That too. So
that'll be great.
Start your Googling, make your wish lists and come in.
Pop in for a chat.
Yeah, for sure.
What is the name of this book and the author again?
It's called This Devastating Fever, which is a line from Leonard Woolf. And it's by Sophie Cunningham, and it's published by our friends at Ultimo Press in Australia. It's $37, and it's on the shelf now.
Wicked. Thank you so much, Jenna. Nice to see you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.